The standard of true values must be looked for in the spiritual world and on divine levels of eternal reality. To an ascending mortal, all lower and material standards must be recognized as transient, partial, and inferior. The scientist, as such, is limited to the discovery of the relatedness of material facts. Technically, he has no right to assert that he is either materialist or idealist, for in so doing he is assumed to forsake the attitude of a true scientist, since any and all such assertions of attitude are the very essence of philosophy. Unless the moral insight and the spiritual attainment of mankind are proportionately augmented, the unlimited advancement of a purely materialistic culture may eventually become a menace to civilization. A purely materialistic science harbors within itself the potential seed of the destruction of all scientific striving, for this very attitude presages the ultimate collapse of a civilization which has abandoned its sense of moral values and has repudiated its spiritual goal of attainment. The materialistic scientist and the extreme idealist are destined always to be at loggerheads. This is not true of those scientists and idealists who are in possession of a common standard of high moral values and spiritual test levels. In every age, scientists and religionists must recognize that they are on trial before the bar of human need. They must eschew all warfare between themselves while they strive valiantly to justify their continued survival by enhanced devotion to the service of human progress. If the so-called science or religion of any age is false, then must it either purify its activities or pass away before the emergence of a material science or spiritual religion of a truer and more worthy order. Scientists may someday measure the energy or force manifestations of gravitation, light, and electricity, but these same scientists can never scientifically tell you what these universe phenomena are. Science deals with physical energy activities. Religion deals with eternal values. True philosophy grows out of the wisdom which does its best to correlate these quantitative and qualitative observations. There always exists the danger that the purely physical scientist may become afflicted with mathematical pride and statistical egotism, not to mention spiritual blindness. Logic is valid in the material world, and mathematics is reliable when limited in its application to physical things. But neither is to be regarded as wholly dependable or infallible when applied to life problems. Life embraces phenomena which are not wholly material. Arithmetic says that if one man could share a sheep in 10 minutes, 10 men could share it in 1 minute. That is sound mathematics, but it is not true, for the 10 men could not so do it. They would get in one another's way so badly that the work would be greatly delayed. Mathematics asserts that if one person stands for a certain unit of intellectual and moral value, 10 persons will stand for 10 times this value. But in dealing with human personality, it would be nearer the truth to say that such a personality association is a sum equal to the square of the number of personalities concerned in the equation, rather than the simple arithmetical sum. A social group of human beings in coordinated working harmony stands for a force far greater than the simple sum of its parts. Quantity may be identified as a fact, thus becoming a scientific uniformity. Quality, being a matter of mind interpretation, represents an estimate of values and must, therefore, remain an experience of the individual. When both science and religion become less dogmatic and more tolerant of criticism, philosophy will then begin to achieve unity in the intelligent comprehension of the universe. There is unity in the cosmic universe if you could only discern its workings and actuality. The real universe is friendly to every child of the eternal God. The real problem is, how can the finite mind of man achieve a logical, true, and corresponding unity of thought? This universe-knowing state of mind can be had only by conceiving that the quantitative fact and the qualitative value have a common causation in the Paradise Father. Such a conception of reality yields a broader insight into the purposeful unity of universe phenomena. It even reveals a spiritual goal of progressive personality achievement. And this is a concept of unity, which can sense the unchanging background of a living universe, of continually changing in personal relations and evolving personal relationships. Matter and spirit, and the state intervening between them, are three interrelated and interassociated levels of the true unity of the real universe. Regardless of how divergent the universe phenomena of fact and value may appear to be, they are, after all, unified in the supreme. Reality of material existence attaches to unrecognized energy as well as to visible matter. When the energies of the universe are so slowed down that they acquire the requisite degree of motion, then, under favorable conditions, these same energies become mass. And forget not, the mind which can alone perceive the presence of apparent realities is itself also real. And the fundamental cause of this universe of energy, mass, mind, and spirit is eternal. It exists and consists in the nature and reactions of the universal Father and is absolute coordinate.